This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm joined in the studio by
Christine Wong
and Audrey Rudd.
Anyway, we've been talking about our question today, prescribing fruits and vegetables, how it could save $100 billion in medical costs over in the US. We've been asking you guys, if you walked into a doctor's and he said you're not having pills, you're having fresh fruit and veg, how do you feel about that? We've had some responses. I think we might touch on them a little bit later on at the end, just before we wrap up. So let's have story number four, because this is quite an interesting one. How to make sure that your product is accessible to others. Why is this important right now, Auds? What's happening and who is to blame?
You have to make sure that your product is accessible because lawsuits are coming.
Dun, dun, dun.
Lawsuits are coming, people. So you know how every founder wants an eye-catching website or an app, and it's easy to overlook the basic fact that not all potential visitors to your website will experience your content with their eyes. So if you haven't considered whether a user with differing visual, motor, or hearing abilities can easily navigate your software, it's time to get serious about digital accessibilities. So as tempting as it might be to prioritize, you know, stunning visuals and a great mobile experience over an accessible design itself, accessibility is becoming a legal requirement in the US, not an option anymore for many businesses. And all you have to do is just ask Beyoncé.
Why?
Yes.
Okay, Beyoncé, tell me more.
Okay, so what happened in January was Beyoncé's Parkwood Entertainment was hit with a class action lawsuit that includes all legally blind individuals in the United States who have attempted to access Beyoncé.com. The lawsuit claimed that the site's lack of visual alternatives made the site inaccessible to blind users like the plaintiff and was therefore illegal. Because failing to accommodate people with disabilities not only limits your market to the blind people, because blind people also buy, according to this article, buy concert tickets and merchandise as well, and they would like to access these things on the website. It can also bring legal and reputational consequences. Apparently, the Americans with Disabilities Act in the U.S. requires that all U.S. businesses serve the public to provide equal access and accommodation to everyone, whether it be a physical building or a digital experience. So, just as stores provide ramps as well as stairs, websites also need to accommodate people with varying abilities, from movement disorders to visual and auditory impairments. And also, here's an interesting point. The number of website accessibility lawsuits raised against private companies more than doubled last year. And, you know, a single plaintiff can win as much as $100,000 in a lawsuit.
What has Sasha Fierce ever done to these people?
Sasha Fierce.
Okay.
All right. I'm so impressed that you know that, Rich. So now, while the ADA is enforcing legislation in the U.S. for the private sector, there is something called the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines that provide global standards for website designers to follow. So, you know, if you own a business out there and you're actually thinking about making this more accessible to people with, eyesight impairment or anything like that, you can go check out WCAG. They say the guidelines are based on four principles. The content must be perceivable, operable, understandable, and robust. But simple compliance is only the first step. You have to understand how accessibility is defined. If you understand how accessibility is defined, it will broaden your understanding of how the overall user experience can be better on your website. Mm. And you can basically create better content for all your users and get, you know, just try and be more inclusive.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, for example, a lot of YouTubers nowadays, they are actually asking a lot of their subscribers to help them close caption their videos, to help the hard of hearing or the hearing impaired community access their videos as well. Then you think about screen reading software. A lot of it exists out there, but the problem is a lot of it uses the alt text, for example, on a website, which maybe some coders might not think about when they're programming a website, is to actually transcribe the text into that alt text so screen reader software can pick up on it, right? So it's just about taking that extra step to think about, okay, how do I make this website accessible, not just to the people who are obvious, but to the people who maybe, you know, might not have the same kind of capacity to understand all this or to access this?
I mean, okay, I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Why this is a necessity and why it has to be done. And but why Beyoncé? Is it just simply because she's an easy target?
Why Beyoncé?
Yeah.
Why not Beyoncé?
I mean, that's it, right? That seems to be the only reason.
Mm. And this is a class action lawsuit brought by every legally blind individual in the United States. So imagine how big this is going to be. And you know, if you're going to hit someone,
you might as well be high profile, right?
Yeah.
To get the attention out there. I mean, we're talking about it now, so clearly it's working.
Yeah. Call me a skeptic, but I'm like, there could have been anybody else that they chose to target. They could have looked at, you know, legal institutions. They could have looked at political institutions, which would have raised a bigger fuss. They could have looked at stuff like the White House website. They could, you know, the idea that they've chosen a pop star or something like that, who they know is going to react in a specific way.
And has a crazy
fan
base.
Yeah. It stinks a little bit.
But there is a lesson to be learned here, you know, and that we should be more inclusive when we think about product design, accessibility, even if it comes to our website, our app, our YouTube videos as well, like Chris said.
Mm. Good show today, ladies and gents. Thank you very much for the feedback. We've got a couple that we want to touch on very, very quickly before we do wrap up. A couple of tweets and a couple of WhatsApps that we just want to wrap up with. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, so this is from Ellie, who says, this is a chronic problem. Would you rather take pills rather than an improved diet for the years to come?
There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Ellie.
Yep. On WhatsApp, we've got Johan, who says, well, fruits, not even going there, but medicine, you can claim that back from your company. So, fair enough. And also,
practicality always rules.
Yes. Vivegan says, sure, natural alternatives are slower than prescribed medicine, but if we know that an illness could be cured with a fruit and vegetable-centric diet, i.e. healthy eating, why not just practice it in the first place? Why are we focusing on the best way to solve a problem rather than preventing it?
I think that's the overall idea, Vivegan. Eventually, anyway. Right. Don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. It is with Dato Mohamed Hasla Amin, the chairman of Matrix Concepts Holdings Berhad. Despite a 31% drop in net profits for its third quarter financials in 2018, the Seremban-based property developer Matrix Concept have recently made its foray into Indonesia, and analysts are bullish on their potential. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Don't go anywhere. Of course, you have been listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Audrey Raj
and Christine Wong.
We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow here on BFM 89.9. If you've missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It's available via our app, which is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. And of course, we're also on Spotify. You have been listening to Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.